Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb here on a throwback Thursday. Again, 1969, John Madden becoming the head coach of the Oakland Raiders on this date. But let's get the good of the day, my friend.
When I was younger, my mom subscribed to People magazine.
Yes.
And so we would get that in the mail all the time. This is predates cell phones, obviously. So when one was in a certain room, you did not have a phone to occupy your time. I used People magazine to occupy my time.
Of course, sure.
There was a section in People magazine called Stars, They're Just Like Us. And it just showed, you know, movie stars, television stars, you know, idols that we look up to just doing everyday normal people things. You know, shopping at the store, bagging their own groceries, you know, just doing all those normal things that we do that we would say, oh, you know what, they're too rich to do. I bring this up because stars are just like us.
Are they really?
George Kittle was on First Take the other day.
Yay.
And he's doing his, you know, this is the time of the year where they're doing all, you know, they're all pitch men. He's, you know, talking about Old Spice and whatnot. And a question came up about his fan love for wrestling.
Got it.
And his fan love for a certain wrestler when this happened.
Wrestling fan, why is Stone Cold Steve Austin one of your favorites?
Stone Cold? I mean, he's the man. I think, honestly, my favorite attribute about, oh, you gotta be kidding me right now. I think his best attribute, he might have the best hands in wrestling from all those beers that he could catch. So I gotta get on the jugs machine with you, my guy. Are you kidding me right now?
Oh, hell yeah.
So that went on for a whole 5 minutes. George Kittle, if you couldn't tell, Stone Cold Steve Austin interrupted George Kittle's pitch and joined in. George Kittle instantly turned into a puddle of goo and fanboyed all over the Zoom call.
Yeah, that's great. And he's still young enough to sort of get into to do that, right? He's still kind of like when he meets, you know.
But that's what I'm saying. Stars are just like us. There's those certain people out there where, you know, we've talked to a lot of famous people, but there's still going to be that one or two person out there that we're just going to go, oh my God, I can't believe I'm sitting.
You know, it's funny.
In front of you.
2 years ago at the Super Bowl, I tell people this all the time when people ask me, like, of the people at the Super Bowl that you interviewed, who did you sort of gush over the most? And it wasn't Hines Ward, and it wasn't Ryan Shazier, and it wasn't a couple of other guys that we talked to. You know, it was Mark Summers.
Yeah,
I lost it with Mark Summers, the Double Dare game show host. I was so excited to be talking to Mark Summers.
And you're sitting there and you're lost for words. You have thoughts in your head beforehand, and then as soon as you're sitting there, you're like, I have way too many things to ask you right now. I don't even know where to start.
Absolutely. Exactly. Yeah, that's good. You know what? I mean, Joe Montana and the famous John Candy moment, right? I mean, he's like, look over there. It's John Candy. You know?
These guys, I mean, even though they're athletes, I mean, it is, even when you break it down, that is their job. It's their day job. And they're just as much of enamored with celebrities like we are.
That's pretty awesome. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, which is not going to be favorable if you live in and around Tuscaloosa.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to apologize to all our listeners in and around Tuscaloosa who are listening to us right now. But I do have to say that this is the bad of the day. It can't be a good thing that Nick Saban has just earned Alabama the greatest recruiting class in NCAA history.
I saw that yesterday. Not only was he number one according to all of the websites, including Rivals and 24/7 right. Sports, it might go down as the greatest recruiting class in the history of the sport.
Yes. That can't be good.
Yeah, there is, right. I think you're right. I mean, we've seen this act in sports before, right? But 4 years, at some point, that class is going to do good things, right? You got
to
think.
You have to assume. Like, I would give it 3 years.
Man, you are so excited if you're a school, if your coach lands one five-star level player. They got five yesterday.
Right. He got five. Constant. Not only that, but he has 13 of the top 90 players in the country. He has a whole side of football.
I know.
If you think about it. I don't know if they're all offensive players. You know, obviously it's offensive defense, but 13 of the top 90 players in the country chose to go to Alabama. And the funny thing is, you know, earlier this week, remember we played that recruiting video?
Saban. That's right. Yeah.
And he's just listing off the accolades, and then he's giving you the three reasons why, you know, Alabama is it. You listen to that, and you're sitting there, yes, of course I'm going to go there with you, because 9 out of the 11 playoffs you've been in, I'm going to get TV exposure. I'm going to make it to the NFL.
It's crazy. And if you're a coach in college football right now, right, there's two ways – there's two positions you can be in, right? One, be in the SEC and beat Alabama straight up, right? To get to the playoff, right? Whether it's in the SEC title game, like Florida or Auburn winning the Iron Bowl or whatever, right? Where you have a good enough year where you can take on Alabama and take the division away, like LSU did a couple years ago, and even Auburn did a couple years ago. Or you could be like Ryan Day or some other coaches on the outside and hope somebody else takes care of Alabama for you. Right, where you go, all right, our path could be clear if we just win the Big Ten, and then we just get there, and maybe Alabama's not there, or maybe Alabama got beat by somebody else. But, I mean, it's got to be hard in the recruiting game in the SEC to be competing with a guy that has that much firepower to go in talking to these kids, what he does for high-level players, right? I mean, look, college basketball, there are places where one-and-done happens, but McDonald All-Americans can go a lot of places. They don't all go to Kentucky. They don't all go to Duke. They don't all – but it feels like they all go to Alabama, right? Doesn't it?
It does.
There's
Now, you might have a homer or two, you know, someone who grew up in the
– don't get me wrong. Ohio State had a good class. Yeah. I think Oregon did too, but not on the level Alabama had yesterday.
I mean, the average rating, I was just looking this up, the average rating is 0.949.
Man.
That's their average of the recruiting class.
That's nuts.
They're nearly, you know, 95% of their respective position.
That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. That is why, even though, again, it's hard, I say it all the time around this time, I don't follow the high school recruiting. That's not really my angle.
Right.
It's not really what I do. I trust the people that I trust who do this for a living. There are people, that's their only job in this business. They don't watch the NBA. They don't follow NHL. They don't follow NASCAR. They do this for a living. They monitor schools around the country and watch tape to put together grades. I'll trust them. That doesn't mean they're always right. It's like Mel Kiper and Todd McShay. Sometimes they're wrong about an evaluation of a player. But in that world, Alabama is absolutely killing it. Absolutely killing it all the time.
Now, like you said, I mean, there's no guarantee that this class is going to just be running.
Absolutely.
You know,
it's one of the reasons I don't really dive into that. Yeah.
But it's just the fact of knowing of all the success Alabama's had over the last, 10 years. Now, one more thing they can notch on their book is, the greatest recruiting class ever.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is, Lil Uzi. I know you're a fan of Lil Uzi.
I don't know who Lil Uzi is.
Dude,
does he have a song that I like?
I have no idea. To be honest with you, okay. I couldn't tell you at all.
Because I have discovered that I like songs, and then I ask my daughter who sings it, and she tells me, and I go, I did not know that at all.
Well, I'll try to find as I know most of his songs are not safe for work.
All right, I got you.
I'm just assuming.
Why risk it?
Be honest with you, I don't know if they're not safe for work.
Okay.
I'm just assuming they're not safe for work. But that's not why I'm bringing the dumb of the day for Lil Uzi. Lil Uzi got his full vision on. And I'm referring to the Marvel character Vision.
Okay, guy with the Mind Stone and the cape.
Yes, he bought a $24 million pink diamond. And yesterday had it embedded into his forehead.
No chance. Really?
Yes.
How much was the diamond? $24 million?
Which,
is he that rich?
Apparently.
That has that kind of, like...
Apparently.
Lay around money for that?
Yeah, he says the diamond, you know, is worth more than his house and cars combined. He says
I don't even know what to make of that.
He's been paying for a natural pink diamond for years now. This process started in 2017 where he started paying it off.
This reminds me of Michael Rapaport in Beautiful Girls, where he's tried to give his girlfriend a champagne-colored diamond. And they're like, you just gave your girlfriend a brown rock. Are pink diamonds the thing?
I have no idea.
Don't you want your diamond clear?
I would colorless think, but, and clear? But it's a natural pink diamond.
Oh, well, that's even better, I guess.
Yeah. But that's not even the point. The point is that he literally had it embedded. He went to a place to have it embedded into his forehead.
How does that work?
I don't. I mean,
like vision, like on the forehead, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would assume you just slap on some super glue and hope it sticks.
Was this a surgical procedure? And if it was, who did it?
If you showered, do you have to wear a shower cap to make sure? Because, I mean, you don't want that falling down the drain. Like, what if it just all of a sudden just washes off?
Is it big? Is it like a big stone? Do we have?
No, it's a good sized stone. I had the carrots here. I'm trying to find it. It's 11 carats.
11 carats he had embedded in his skull?
Yeah. Now you just go to Twitter. Just look up Little Uzi. It's going to be the first thing that pops up.
Now I'm getting a story from that says Little Uzi said he could die if diamond on his forehead isn't removed the right way. So now he's got a diamond in his forehead that he needs to make sure.
He has vision. Because remember, vision.
That's how it happened.
You know, what was it? The Black Panther's sister was trying to surgically remove it perfectly.
Yep. Scarlet Witch had to take it out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Thanos. Thanos just ripped it off his forehead.
Didn't she help him, though? Didn't she? She didn't,
well, no, she, did, she did the first time, but then remember Thanos went, you know, just that's right. Did the time thing and then
man,
just
you're really
him.
Good at memory remembering movies.
Well, I watched it the other day.
Oh, okay. Very good on that is the creepiest thing I've seen now on the internet is a guy with a diamond embedded into his skull. It's got blood dripping all the way down his nose.
Yeah.
That seems like a terrible idea. Now, like that's one of those things where you do it and then it's like a tattoo you regret, like you got drunk. Like you wake up and go, Did I put a diamond in my forehead?
Right.
Like, oh my God, what's going to happen to me?
Now, is this going to be a trend? Remember when Tyson got a face tattoo and we thought that was nuts?
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, you know, there are more people now who have face tattoos. And it's like, you know, now we look at it like, well, it's not for me, but I'm not, you know, completely repulsed by your face tattoo.
Real quick, and I mean this in all sincerity, does he worry about his life like at risk, being kidnapped, killed, somebody taking that diamond? I mean, like, just be honest here. You just mentioned it's 24 million.
Yep.
Like, does he worry? Like, he must have security 24/7. I mean, that.
Well, you know,
he's walking around with a 24.
He's got
walking around with 24 million. Yeah, I know, but you never know when some group. 24
so basically
million
what
can,
you're
can
saying,
go around a long way with a group of people that would be dedicated to his capture.
What you're saying is that he will not be photographed and placed in People's Magazine, Stars Are Just Like Us, where he's shopping alone and bagging his own groceries.
No, he's not. No, he's
That's
not.
What 20, you're saying.
He's basically carrying a $24 million piece of jewelry in his head.
Yes, on full display.
Can't believe I'm saying that. It's unreal. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Coming up next, go over a couple of the Super Bowls on February 4th on this date. Also, Jared Dubin's going to join us. We'll talk Super Bowl 55 as we get ready for the game on Sunday. It is all coming up on Wake Up Call.